Good morning, world.
It's not morning anymore.
It's morning time for me.
Well, for you, yeah.
I've been up for less than 5 minutes.
Congratulations, Joey Paris. I've been up for... what time is it? It's one?
I don't know, but I'm ready for breakfast.
Right.
So where are we going for breakfast?
Why do we always start the podcast off with, you're fucking hungry?
That's true. Usually because at the start of the podcast, I'm hungry.
Oh, I'm Cy.
I'm Ben.
And I'm hungry.
Hi, hungry. What podcast number is this?
35,
I don't have
36.
A fucking clue.
37.
Might be 37.
37. I wasn't here for 36. Oh, I'm back. Sorry.
No, oh, yeah. Yeah, you weren't here for 36.
Sorry.
Because you're a whiny little baby.
I'm glad. I'm glad you're all on top of this.
Yeah, we are. We are number counting
numbers
professionals.
And shit.
Yeah, and your rock star is still down here from last podcast.
It's empty.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Leaving trash everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Trashing up the podcast room as my dirty clothes slowly fill up.
Yeah.
I was about to say something about your dirty clothes, too.
This is an office, damn it.
Yeah. Okay, so finally, my seamstress messaged me back, trophy wife.
Yeah.
I mailed it off to her, gave her the measurements. She messaged me this morning, said she got them all. They look good. So now in 3 to 4 weeks, I'm going to be Spider-Man.
Excellent.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
I
can't wait.
3 to 4 weeks, I may fill out my hour sheet.
Yep. 3 to 4 weeks, you'll fill out your hour sheet for what?
For work.
You're an idiot.
Still haven't gotten around to that.
Yeah.
I should probably go to the office and go get the papers that I need to.
Should probably do that. It's probably a good idea.
Well, I don't think I need to go back to the office because I have all the places I've been saved in my phone.
Okay.
And all I really need is the distance because I know the names of the places I went to.
Okay.
Michael's.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not talk too detailed about our work. I don't know what our NDA agreements
beep.
Are.
Beep.
I went to beep.
Yeah, exactly.
For all we know, it was a strip club.
Yeah. Destiny came out since the last podcast.
I know.
Did you say Destiny because it sounds like a strip club?
No.
That was just a random...
No, that was a smooth segue, though.
Yeah,
I'll pretend like that's the reason I said it. So, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Today's the 11th. It came out 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it came out finally?
Yeah.
We haven't played it.
Full release. I haven't played it yet.
I should totally play it. Okay. I've heard it's a fun game, but there's nothing special about it at all.
It's probably like one of the other Halos.
It's an MMO, right? Sort of. So there can't be too tight of a story on it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, imagine every MMO game you've ever played. What had a good story behind it?
Star Wars The Old Republic.
Skyrim, Dragonborn, they all had storylines.
That's not an MMO.
Yeah, that's
not an
MMO. Massively multiplayer.
Oh, massive multiplayer. I'm thinking RPG. Sorry.
Yeah, you're thinking RPG. I mean, they do
share
some similar aspects. That's, I can, you know, respect that confusion.
Good.
Well, I mean, like, Star Wars has a pretty tight story as is, so...
Now he's, like, flipping his...
Well, no, it's easy to go with something that's already established, but games like World of Warcraft and fucking EverQuest, they have no backbone to it, so the story's just kind of mismash here, there, kind of put together.
Well, if Star Wars The Old Republic can't do it, why can't Destiny do it? They had a fantastic story with Halo.
Yeah, but it's not fucking Halo!
I know, but it's, like, pretty much Halo. I mean, if you look at the screenshots, it's Halo.
I'm sure before they you know, bought their way out of Microsoft that was supposed to be like the Halo MMO, but that would have been
very well could have been.
Very, very interesting theory, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, in ODST, there is a poster on the wall that says Destiny Awaits.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the same, like, background from the posters.
No, it's just a picture of Earth or an Earth-like planet.
Oh.
But it's an interesting Easter egg there. And ODST came out
back in
before Halo 4 and before... No, they didn't make Halo 4. Before Halo Reach.
Yeah.
Which,
well, obviously it came out before Halo 4 if it came out before Reach.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying Bungie didn't make Halo 4, but they did make Reach, and it came out before Reach.
Yeah, I think it came out like 09.
I don't know. It came out a long time ago.
Because I was being a nerd and watching all the old Halo cinematic trailers the other day. Yeah. Speaking of nerding out, I've been watching a lot of anime lately.
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yeah.
Sure has.
Sai seems upset about this.
All I hear is fucking Asian people
screaming from the other room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I would imagine the anime you're watching, is it in English?
No.
None of them are in English.
It's I have the option to watch it in English, but I watch it in Japanese.
You have the option to watch it in English and you don't
what
watch it in English.
Let me tell
what
you why. Because when I first started watching Bleach years and years ago, I watched it in English.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched a few episodes in Japanese, and the Japanese dialogue is
a
so
lot more
much
vulgar.
It's more vulgar, but it's better in general. It's more descriptive, and there's
they say like
bigger adjectives and shit like that.
A lot more.
Yeah, It's a lot more. Well, for some of the parts, they're more humorous.
You guys want to know what's great about having it in English?
What?
Is that there's no subtitles, so you don't have to fucking read while watching a fucking show.
Look, if you can't multitask like that, then you're not a human
being. That's why I didn't like Passion of the Christ. I had to fucking read the subtitles throughout the whole fucking movie, and my eyes are down there reading while I'm missing everything that's going on.
I'm sure there's 1,001 reasons that you shouldn't like Passion of the Christ otherwise.
I mean, as a movie in its whole... I just don't fucking like subtitles.
But I can see what he's talking about. I understand that. You're reading the bottom of the screen and you miss what's going on because you're reading. And
you miss minute details.
Yeah.
Like a frog in the left corner. It's a fucking Easter egg for like Passion of the Easter. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
That was terrible.
That was good.
That was god awful.
I don't know.
Try again.
Hey, I see the pun you did there. God awful.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was not planned.
Let's keep the pun train going.
All right. Moving on.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, we're doing two podcasts today. I guess we should mention that.
So this is part one.
Hey, what time are you doing the other one?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
We can push it to like 11 when I get out of work.
I don't think we can do that.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, it's okay.
Austin probably has work in the morning.
Go ahead, whatever.
You're here for the first part.
No.
So yeah, we get
and
Austin.
Every other podcast. Yeah,
Can we do it tonight?
No, because I got podcasts to edit and I got to go buy meat. But it actually works out well because I want to buy hot dogs for the bonfire on Saturday. By the way, bonfire Saturday. If you're interested in coming
in Tampa,
totally come. Just message me on Facebook.
I might try to get out of work or get out of work early.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wasn't me.
Professionalism.
That's okay. You can't pick it up. Oh, but it's close to the mic, and he's still fucking answering
I'm putting it on silence.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Forgot it was
fucking communist.
Forgot it wasn't on silence.
Communists in your vibrating phone.
Jesus, leave me alone, guys. All right, it's on silent.
But alas, hold on. Okay. I was just making sure that my mic's picking
me up. Yeah, I forget what channels we're all on now.
I'm on three.
Confused. I'm on two.
Okay, good. Then we're all on the channels we're supposed to be on.
Yay.
Yeah, last time we were opposite, but somehow when I imported them, it flipped them for whatever reason, so it was still in the right order, and I was really confused, because the whole time I'm thinking I'm number three, but at that point in time, I was actually back at number one, and I was like, what the fuck? Okay.
See, the editing program that we use knows where you go.
Apparently, which is actually really impressive if that's the case. It's not, but if it was, that would be awesome. I can't wait to be Spider-Man.
Is that all you can think about?
Yeah, kind
of. I'm kind of terrified for ShadowCon.
Because I'm going to be Spider-Man everywhere?
Well, no.
And I'm just going to wear my Spider-Man costume every day, and that's it.
I have a feeling he's never going to take it off. He's probably going to shower in it.
So it'll be clean. It would smell good.
Yeah, I guess you'd be okay doing... Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I guess you'd be okay doing that.
And I bought the crotch zippers and the wrist zippers, so I can easily wear it under other clothes. Yeah, so I'm excited to be Spider-Man. It's going to be pretty...
I still have no idea what I'm going to be... For ShadowCon.
What happened to Rory? We need to buy our ShadowCon tickets like as soon as this podcast ends. Like the moment I press stop, we need to buy ShadowCon tickets.
Deal.
Okay.
I will give somebody money Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay.
I get paid.
Okay.
Okay.
It's $80. Because we're VIPs.
Which means very important
snacks and drinks. But we don't have pussies.
But do you know what I'm terrified for? Not the fact that you're going to be Spider-Man because I probably got it in my head that you're gonna wear that every day for the rest of your life now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I was thinking how awesome would it be to like just walk around downtown until like the news anchors show up. It's like, is that Spider-Man?
You know, we
walking around downtown.
We had that with a Batman guy, but he got arrested for some reason or another.
Not the Batman.
Because he was fighting crime.
Oh, was he actually like trying to jump into fights and stuff? Oh, what an idiot.
Yeah, I'm not that talented of a fighter.
But I'm terrified because at MetroCon there was one rave. And now we're going to three.
Well, technically, we do miss the first rave.
We miss the first rave?
Well, I do.
Why?
We don't have a hotel room for the first rave, but we do for the next two.
What do you mean?
Okay, well, because we only went two nights, and Friday night's Halloween, which is the first rave.
Oh, mm-hmm. Bump that.
Then you've got Saturday night and Sunday night both have raves. So we got hotel rooms for Saturday night and Sunday night.
Okay.
So that you know, we could rave it out and then
I should hang request out off work.
You probably
should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can get it off pretty easy.
I mean, I'm still 2 months away. Easy. Just ask.
Yeah, you should do that. Okay, so we're all established that it's probably a good idea to ask off work, when we're going to a...
I feel like we've already said this during another podcast.
I'm pretty sure we have. I don't know if it was on a podcast, but we have, in fact, said this before.
But we're going to at least two raves. I'll probably go to all three.
Right.
Because, I mean, I'm an adult and...
I can do those kinds of adult things.
Yeah. Fuck Halloween.
Crazy straws and stuff.
Adult straws.
Adult straws.
They are adult straws.
Whoa.
So the way I see it... is Halloween is a bunch of people dressing up anyway, and I'm sure at this rave on the first night, which is Halloween, there's going to be a bunch of people still in their cosplay. So, I mean, I figure we're right at home with that.
Yeah, no, I've got a handful of kids I'm obligated to take trick-or-treating. So.
You're not obligated to do shit.
I guess. But you have a kid!
I know.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would make it appropriate for you to go with it. I thought you were just looking for a reason to go trick-or-treating.
No.
You fuckers and your children. Ugh.
I want somebody else to take my child trick-or-treating with. I want to take her by myself.
Hold the fucking phone here.
What?
I was just making sure my mic is facing the right way.
Yeah, that would suck. It was facing the wrong way.
I was like, why am I so quiet? I guess I'm just quiet.
That's just how the waves go.
Eh, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, communist.
I am not.
I don't know. Last I checked, your ID totally says religion, communist.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure that's a religion.
Doesn't matter, says it on your ID.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It means it's true.
Yeah. It's just like saying it on the internet makes it true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were supposed to say something on the internet today to make it true.
Oh, I forget.
Had something with Bucky.
Yeah, last night. We can't say that.
Ah, yeah, we can. But I forget what we were going to say.
Me too. All right, well, end of that.
Fuck!
Do we have time for lunch after this?
Yeah, we do.
All right, good.
I mean, it'll have to be a pretty quick lunch because you got to be to work at
It doesn't three. Matter when I get to work. I've told you this guy's time and time again.
See, okay. Sai's got that luxury of showing up whenever he wants.
It's because I'm good at what I do.
What do you do?
Cook.
Boys.
I cook boys?
Psychiatrist. Yeah. Psychiatrist.
No,
Suck a dick, psychiatrist.
That was pretty good.
I can open the store. I can open the kitchen in a matter of 15, 20 minutes. So I don't need to be there an hour early.
Hmm. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. See, I would be there just to run the clock.
Did we...
I mean, yeah, no. Whenever we can get there, get me there so I can get more hours, but...
Okay, gotcha. So anyway, we played this game last night at a party called Psychiatrist, where the idea of the game is everybody in the room has some sort of disease.
And the disease... Well, no, I can't tell you what the disease is, because then we just ruin the game for the population of the world.
But no, the disease changes each game.
No, not it really. Can, but the first time, it's always the same disease... But it's, and you always have to, the psychiatrist always has to be somebody who's never played the game before.
Oh, well, that now way. Now we can't, like, tell the story.
Well, I mean, you can, but it's.
Well, fuck it. We're telling the story anyway. We're going to spoil the first game. Anyway, the disease we all
yell
had.
Yell at me for spoiling shit. Fuck
yeah, but
you.
This is a different one because this one's more relevant to our story. Chances of somebody ever playing psychiatrist, zero. Chances,
that's true.
Chances of people listening to our podcast, one. So there's like one more person that is going to play this game.
What's going to happen, though? Someone who listens to this is going to be like, but I play psychiatrist, and their friends are going to be listening, and then they're going to figure it out, and he's going to be like, fuck, I wanted to play this game with you guys, but now I can't.
Well, then they'll just have to skip to the second round where they change the disease.
All right.
Anyway, the disease is that, or at least the one we had, was that you were actually the person to the right.
Or you thought you were the
person. You thought you were the person to the right. So then the psychiatrist had to ask you a question, but you had to answer it as if though you were the person to the right, and it's yes or no questions only.
It can be other questions. It doesn't have to be yes or no, but it has to be like direct questions. And it can't be like, would you rather? It can't be any would you rathers.
And
a direct question is a yes or no question.
No, it can be like
how many times did you suck dick this morning?
Yeah.
The answer is three. And
exactly. Psychiatrist.
You're to my left.
How many guys have you slept with? 700 psychiatrists.
And then, but if what I said about to the person to my right, or as if I was the person to my right, isn't true, then they have to say psychiatrist.
But you have to answer the best of your knowledge.
Right.
You can't
intentionally
intentionally be like, she'd be like, have you ever sucked dick? And I'm like sitting next to Ben. I'm like, yeah. No, it's got to be like, no, I don't think I've ever sucked dick.
Right. Which led to some really awesome and funny stories.
Oh my God.
And
it
a
was
fantastic
getting...
ending that we're not going to talk about, but it was fantastic.
Because the psychiatrist is like utterly confused at this point and thinks that all of us are gay.
She was... And all the gay people were straight.
Yeah.
She's like, my life is a lie.
She's like, have you ever liked girl or boys? And the gay guys are all like, nope. Very confused. So
I like we didn't do that on purpose strategically, but every time we every time you say psychiatrist, everybody gets up and switches seats. So you're never always the same person to your right. It's always different. And but however, every time we got up and switched, it was always like straight guys next to gay guys,
right? Girls just next to guys. Well, I guess we had a nice balance of straight guys to gay guys and to girls.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It
just worked out well for that game. Mm-hmm. So,
do you like hot wax poured on your nipples?
Because Ben likes cock.
Say it, fucking say it.
good times, good times. So that's what we did yesterday.
Yep, that was a lot of fun.
It was.
It's a very fun game. So,
yeah,
I recommend playing it.
Yeah, me too. And you should look up the official rules on the internet.
Because everything you read on the internet is true.
It's true.
Came from the internet. You heard it from us.
It's weird to think, like, technically we are the internet.
Technically, yeah.
We are the internet experiencing itself.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
That's weird.
There's a black hole going to form right here.
We've just found the secrets of the universe. Good job, guys.
Mm-hmm. Joey's ripping apart the fabrics of time and space.
Good morning. And I've only been up for like 21 minutes now.
Nice.
I would say that's pretty impressive for being up for 21 minutes.
So we're 16 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah. We've solved the mystery of the universe and created a black hole in the middle of the room.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Yep.
I've learned that you can go to parties, not drink, and still have fun.
Yeah.
Yay.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud of you, Si.
Congratulations,
Thank you.
Si.
Thank you.
How long have you been sober now? It's been
a month and a half.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You're not dicky?
No.
So that's...
Ah, you were the first couple weeks. You're a fucking miserable person to be around.
I was a miserable person.
Yeah. Then that alcohol can do that to you. Well, I for one, am very proud of you, sir.
Thanks.
Me too. And you're losing a lot of weight.
Thanks.
All right. Now we're just making his head big.
No. The alcohol made my head big.
Your hair is growing back.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Stop lying to him.
Ben had to crush the ego while it was getting bigger. And then, no! Get down!
Good time.
I'm looking at the wavelengths, and they look like little Mega Man balls, because we'll get really loud,
waka,
and it's
waka,
like,
waka, 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 waka.
It's kind of fun sometimes to take a microphone and just, make different shapes. Like, try to make a penis out of the waveform.
Ooh,
we did try to do that, didn't we?
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, that's mine has nailed it. Look at that.
That's not really a penis.
It's like an arrowhead.
It looks like a fucking paintbrush.
Ooh.
This is great for the audio listeners of the podcast.
That's a penis. That's a penis squirting. Look at that. That is beautiful.
That's an awful penis. If my penis looked like that, I would go to the doctor.
Ooh.
No, you got to make it like way faster.
That's a good one.
Whoop.
That's a huge,
really flat testicle.
That is a hammerhead penis.
No, see,
all right, we need to stop making these noises and get back to the actual podcast where we do.
Yeah, because nobody can see our way.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
This is 5 minutes of us going, oh, wow. We all look to see.
Just see if that happened to look like a penis.
No, it didn't.
No. We suck.
Hey, there's a dead roach by Ben.
Oh, excellent.
Fantastic.
Yummy.
So we're recording a short tomorrow. Pretty excited.
Yeah.
What?
God damn it.
It's a Let's Rage.
Oh, my Let's Rage?
We're recording a new Let's Rage tomorrow.
The one we just talked about. You said we were cutting out. And I was like smooth segueing in so everybody would know what we were talking about without actually...
Well, now it sounds like that because we edited it. So now it sounds like I had no idea what we were talking about, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm having a bonfire on Saturday.
You said that?
Mm-hmm.
On the podcast?
Yep.
You invited everybody on the podcast.
You're right. Yep. Listen, it's still early in the morning.
Good morning,
for
Joey.
Me.
It's all right. I have people text me. Like when I wake up, I'll just randomly text them something. Like I'll get a text from them the night before and I won't see it till I wake up. So I'll just respond to the text and they're like, oh, good afternoon. I'm like, good morning. It's still morning to me.
Yeah. Fuck you.
So another thing we did this past week before the podcast is I had a wart on my knee at
one
point.
Oh, my God.
That life's going to be great.
And I had the bright idea to get it cut off, and I was getting really sick of it being there. So one night, whilst drinking, I look to pal Joey and say, I think I'm going to rip this off. And he's like, nope, no, you should definitely cut it off. That's the right way to do it. I'm like, no, I'm going to take the pair of pliers and rip this fucker off. And he's like, no, you've been drinking.
And I took one for the team.
He's like, you should cut it off. I'm like, well, I have a pair of pliers. I'm going to pull up on it. And if you want to cut it off, I have an X-Acto knife. So he agreed. And we went about sawing my wart off with an X-Acto knife and a pair of pliers. And you can see the video coming soon to a Frosted Gaming near you.
Directed and filmed by yours truly.
Yeah, it was filmed by Cy. And then what had happened was, I guess we missed a part and it started growing back. And I decided after that I should probably go to
a saying dermatologists weren't real doctors.
I decided that I should go.
Dermatologists are real doctors. And Ben went to a dermatologist and had it cut out by a dermatologist who is a real doctor.
Well, thank you for finishing my story.
Sorry.
You were going to take too long anyway.
I was just going to say, I went to a dermatologist and she froze the fucker off.
Took too long.
Yeah, that was like at least 2 seconds.
I quit.
Fuck Joey this. Had it done. Joey had it done in less than a second. What did dermatologist go?
Yeah, I talk really fast.
So Joey went to a dermatogynecologist.
Yeah.
Oh.
To freeze off his genital warts.
And now I'm a professor, doctor,
yanked it.
Dermatologist, failure at life. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, that got dark real quick. I'm a professor, doctor, dermatologist, failure at life.
I want that on my business card. So wait, what is your role at Frosted Gaming? Well, I'm a professor, doctor, dermatologist, failure at life.
Oh.
I also am the space dolphin trainer.
Yeah, that's secondary position. Huh. Space dolphin trainer. So what's your position at the company, Ben?
I forget what it was. We have these on the podcast.
No, we didn't. We said we were going to put them on the podcast. They never showed up.
I don't think I ever got a position.
Fuck. You did.
Sorry, what's your position?
Doggy style?
Mouth it to me, Joey. I want to know.
You're the meat beater.
Okay. I don't remember this one. I guess the meat beater.
The short.
Oh.
I thought it was funny.
I'm the Let's Rager.
Spoilers.
I beat my meat.
I'm the one who gets accused of shit that everyone else does.
But if we're actually recording this tomorrow, they're going to come out at the same time.
Yeah.
Fingers to both of you. Fuck all of you.
And if they hear this, they're going to be like, what's he beating? And then they go click on the Let's Rage.
Always establishes that he's beating meat. That could mean any wide variety of things.
It really could.
Fuck
he could be meeting
I
your meat.
I want to try to do Let's Rages weekly now. I want to
We should do that. We should get back to making content.
Oh, fuck. There's one minor problem.
The computer.
It's fixed.
No, computer's working now.
Oh, yay.
But I have a new mic I want to order for recording outside, which I was not planning on doing this so quickly. But if I order it now, I can have it here tomorrow. Done. Good. Technology. Fucking.
Really?
It's 1 o'clock. I'm actually going to do it now. So you guys keep talking while I order this new microphone.
All right. Why
because
are we ordering the new microphone?
Prime works in ways that are funny.
Yeah, right, I thought it was two-day delivery.
Or for $3.99, I can have it here tomorrow.
Oh.
Which
oh.
is convenient because that's when we're recording.
Very convenient. For $3.99. Usually one-day shipping is like $20.
That's why Amazon Prime is fucking fantastic.
God damn it.
I mean, it's what, $150 a year now?
$75?
Yeah, but as a student, it's only like $30 a month, or every 6 months for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Asshole.
God, every time I drop out of college, they give me reasons to go back.
Well, college is a reason you should go back.
The college bill compared to the extra $35 every 6 months. Maybe this is why you should go back to college, so you understand that math, but
Well, no, like, everyone's like, oh yeah, you know, student IDs for this, and like, half the shit I don't have to pay back because I get grants.
They do student IDs because you pay so much money for college.
I don't pay shit.
I would just like to
anything.
Establish how easy it is to make a student ID. I could, like, have you a student ID by the end of the podcast.
Do it. Make me a USF ID.
No, it would be for the South Hillsborough Institute of Technology. Nobody actually confirms if it's a real college or not.
Yeah.
Hmm. South Hillsborough Institute of Technology.
Yes.
That spells shit.
Yes, it does.
I'm glad you caught that too.
Yeah, I don't think.
I was like, okay.
Like USF, we can't put the USF or SHIT on our
card. Oh, you totally can.
Sure we can. It'll be in the nice little, like, the shieldy thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Can we make that a real school? Can that be our school?
Are we
going to be like,
we could probably be like a privatized school.
Are we going to be like that one, that one movie?
Accepted.
Fuck yeah. We can do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, and we will educate people in podcasting.
Online media entertainment.
Yes.
Ooh, damn, Ben. That was
good. Sounds much more professional.
I know.
And then, like, when people ask what our majors are, or their majors
on
as
the
our
meat
students.
Meter, he's the space dolphin trainer.
That's not... Nope. I was going to answer with Ben's serious answer, but yeah, that's it. Because I took the Space Dolphin training class.
Yeah.
See, I got this shit down, man.
Yeah, you do.
We can make a real school.
I don't remember this being $120.
What do you remember it being?
Like $60.
Well, you fucked up.
Yeah. Well, do they have a lot of money.
Previously owned and stuff?
I'm not going to get a pre-owned microphone. What are we, fucking savages?
You're going to buy that for $120?
Yeah.
Why don't you just find another one?
After podcast, lunch speak. Just remind me.
Why don't we just find a different one? You're continuing to buy it when you can get it for half the price. Damn it, Joey.
Why do we think I can get it for half the price?
Keep looking.
There's no reason to keep looking. It's a good microphone. It works with my camera. What else do we need?
I have this feeling that you're going to look for it, or you're going to do that, and then like... in 5 minutes, it's going to show up like it's going to be $60 again.
Yeah, we'll do. Okay, you guys keep talking. I'm going to do the price zombie and then.
What's price zombie?
It shows the history of the price of the thing.
Oh.
So it'll tell me if I'm crazy or if.
Or if I'm crazy.
It really? Changed and I'm pretty sure I'm just crazy.
We're about to find out.
So I forget when or how, but I bit the shit out of my tongue the other day.
Uh-huh.
I have a huge cut in my tongue.
I hate when I bite my tongue or bite my cheek or get a cut. It's the worst thing in the world.
But what's annoying about it is that at my job, I have to talk to people a lot.
So your teeth always rubs against it?
Up against the cut. And yeah. It hurts so bad. I'm like, just stop fucking talking to me.
I just want to do my job.
Exactly.
Yeah, Ambisol. Like,
I should.
That shit works wonders. Put that on a cut and numbs your mouth straight up. Sometimes I just put it on my mouth just to fuck around. Just to have a numb ass fucking mouth.
That's weird.
I know.
Do you ever put it on your dick?
Oh my god, no. But why haven't I thought of that?
No! I see terrible things happening.
Or maybe
I see a awesome life.
Put it
in the future. We can get a like a giant sensor bar.
Just put it all over your
hand.
I don't
want to have to point a camera at your dick.
Definitely have to be in landscape.
Jeez.
Well, unless it's a wreck, then it would have to be in portrait.
Oh.
Just saying.
That's terrible. Can we stop talking about dicks? Specifically our own?
I'm not talking about my dick. We're talking about size dick.
Yeah, nobody was talking about your dick.
Well, I mean...
in Ben's brain.
Trying to talk about his dick.
Right? Jesus.
Huh. I hate you guys so much.
Whatever. So how's that price zombie looking?
This website sucks.
Good.
Oi. I still haven't got my headphones yet.
What headphones?
I ordered a pair of headphones a couple weeks ago for my cosplay.
And you haven't gotten them yet?
Nope.
Why?
Because I didn't order them on Prime.
You're an idiot. It's going to take 17 to 21 days?
Yep.
Yep. I hate when those orders go through.
Why would you...
Because remember, I ordered them, and then I was like, oh, shit,
if it's taken 17 to 21 days, it wouldn't have been eligible for Prime anyway.
No, that's not true, because there's a lot that are like 17 to 21 business days, brother. They're like, click
that's
for
standard
Prime.
Shipping. And then you could get Prime on it.
I thought it was only like a week. 504 gateway timeout? What the fuck is this horseshit?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
We can't... You don't know?
Well, yeah, I kind of know. I have a general idea. It's basically when, like, the server doesn't respond in time, it's kind of like a very vague description. It could be
any number
of things that cause the server not to reply in time. Either took too long to get out, took too long to come in.
I can get out and come in.
Took too long to pull out.
Now the server's pregnant.
Damn it.
All right.
Well, anyways.
I'm just going to buy
What
this.
About lunch?
Yeah, we did talk about lunch for a moment.
We had PDQ yesterday.
Yeah, we could do Chick-fil-A today.
We could do Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A?
Whatever. You're buying.
Burger King? Wendy's?
McDonald's dollar menu?
No, I mean, I don't really care, but... We can do Einstein's.
No, I don't want to do Einstein's. I'm not in the mood for bagels. Let's see.
We did Taco Bell last night.
No Taco Bell.
No, I don't want to.
I don't like Taco Bell. I've decided. I just don't like it.
It's a binge meal.
I don't even binging. Don't.
No.
No.
I love Taco Bell. I will fuck up some Taco Bell.
And then it fucks you up later on the way out.
Yeah, I know. What's around here we can do? There's KFC, Wendy's,
McDonald's,
Starbucks.
Starbucks doesn't have like real food though.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying.
There's
I found one for 100.
See, Joey? I just saved you $20. I just yawned.
Yeah, it was a real pain in the ass to go through all this.
Whatever. Anyways, places around us.
You know, you can move the laptop closer to you so you can be in front of the mic and yeah, with the laptop.
Laptops do have that power, don't they?
Wow. They, as a matter of fact, do. So yeah. We get our Joey back.
Okay, well.
Look at me being all smart in the morning.
I know, right?
Yeah. But it's still, I'm still actually asleep. I'm like 93% sure I'm dreaming right now. Because I seem to have really shitty dreams.
No. You're not dreaming, Joey.
Joey.
You're not dreaming, Joey.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my god. Joey had a dream. He started recording.
No, because
it's like when you used to get up for school and you'd be like, you'd get in the shower, you'd do your hair, brush your teeth,
and then you wake up and you're like, fuck.
No, the first indie game of the week that me and Joey did was Space Engineers, and we recorded the audio, but we didn't record the video, and it was perfect. Everything went perfectly. We're like, yeah, and then no. No, because there's no fucking video.
Great.
But eventually we did get Space Engineers out there.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we've still been slacking on Indie Game of the Week. But I finally got my computer back up and running, so that's
true.
A plus.
That's good.
And I got a Yeti microphone, so that's a plus.
Yep. So now we can do... We got to redo Orcs Must Die, because that was shit last time.
Was it?
Yeah, remember we had to... No.
Wasn't totally put that out there.
Did we? No, yeah. We didn't. We did Floating Point instead.
I also put Orcs Must Die out there.
You did not.
And Cube out there.
Hold on. I'm going to look this shit up real quick.
Put what out there for what?
I swear to God, we did not put Orcs Must Die up.
Done. It's up.
Lucky we put you. That up for Indie Game of the Week?
What?
Who put that up?
I did.
For no, what? No, I don't understand. What do you mean when you put it up?
On YouTube.
You played it already?
Yeah.
I uploaded it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
Yeah. All right. I can't tell the difference between these things. Okay. They both have cases. They both come with XLR cables. This one comes with adaptery thingies. This one comes with adaptery thingies.
See, this is the bad part about doing podcasts in the morning is that the shit we do before the podcast, we don't get done.
What shit do we normally do before the podcast?
All this shit.
What we wouldn't ordering have thought about the microphone
yeah, no,
before.
That's true. And then it wouldn't have even been here.
Oh, we did. Oh, excellent.
I know what I'm talking about, then.
4 views. Excellent. That's awesome. Guys, go watch our fucking video.
Whoa.
Do we have listeners?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah, probably. In fact, somebody messaged me on Skype the other day and said I have a very beautiful voice.
You do.
Thank you, sir.
You do.
Do I really?
Yes. Really? You have a very beautiful, like, radio voice. Yes.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. Seriously.
Because it's funny, because when I first started editing the podcast, I hated my voice.
You have this deepness to your voice. It's like, yeah.
It's a good radio voice.
What?
It's a good, like, radio voice.
I just said that.
I wasn't listening. I was looking at Orcs Must Die. We have to do... Quantum? Was that the game? No.
No.
What was that fucking game? It's like the first-person tower defense game?
Oh, Sanctum.
Sanctum. Ended with a tum.
The only problem I have with it is that there's, like, a decent amount of setup you gotta do,
mm-hmm.
and it really works better when you have somebody else to do it with.
Me. Or me.
Do either of you have Sanctum? That's only like $5.
So yeah, I'll buy it. I can spare the $5.
It's a lot of fun. And I could see
I like
doing some
first persons and I like tower defense games.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And you build the towers and then, well, you have to first build the like blocks to build the path that they walk around.
Uh-huh.
And then you can upgrade the blocks into becoming towers and then you can upgrade those towers to be
better
towers.
We can explain this in Indie Game of the Week.
Yeah, we might as well explain it now. Because by the time we get to the Indie Game of the Week, who knows how long it'll be.
Yeah.
And then... You could also have your own weapons that you choose. You have 3 weapons, and you can choose to upgrade those, too.
To Word. Just sounds a lot of fun.
It is.
And if we ever get around to doing Pocket Tuesday and the lore one, I have things lined up for that.
Oh,
as well.
Right. Yeah, the lore one. I really want to do the lore one.
Yeah.
That one's good.
They recently changed up the lore in League of Legends.
Did they?
Like, they basically took all the old lore, and they were like, all right, that's not the story anymore. Here's how it really happened.
That's weird. I don't know how I feel about that.
Like, they gave Renekton, Cassiopeia, Xerath, or the guy you always play as, and Nasus, new stories, to go along with the new character that's being released.
There's a new character being
released? A new champ, yeah.
He's like Azir. A sand controlling.
Oh, Azir. Man. Oh, I thought, okay. Yeah. I thought that was a skin for somebody. I don't know why.
Nah. No, he hasn't been released yet, though.
Yeah. He's probably not going to be OP.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Why would they make him OP right off the bat? That's
have you
stupid.
Seen? They've already had to nerf his abilities before he
right,
even came out.
To really? Make sure he's not OP.
But he's still pretty OP.
How do you know if you've never played with him?
Because I can tell from his abilities. He has the ability to summon minions to run around and fight for him.
Nah.
And then he can summon a turret on top of a dead turret to shoot the enemy.
Oh, that is this pretty cool passive. If he destroys a turret, the turret becomes a new turret.
For him.
What? That's insane.
Yeah.
I think that's the one they nerfed, though.
No, the turret problem was he was able to use those sandmen to attack the turret while standing in the jungle.
So he
was able to stand in the range of the turret without being shot by the turret or being shot by any of the other champions because he was sitting in the jungle.
And his little sand minions are untargetable, right?
Yeah, they're untargetable, and they're able to be generated through the jungle. Yeah. Like, they could go through the jungle wall to get on the other side to be standing in the turret. But they nerfed that. That's no longer the case.
I was like, that's really fucking...
But that's... Yeah, that was bad. And that, so that's probably what you were thinking of. Yeah. You were thinking they nerfed the turret.
Okay. Because I remember someone saying about that, and that's what I thought they did, because that just seems a bit much.
I think it only lasts a couple seconds, so...
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I'm not nearly as versed in these knowledge as you are.
I didn't really follow into it anyway. I'm still trying to get good with Graves, which is terrible, because Graves is crap compared to some of the other ADCs.
Yeah.
But I like him. He's the manliest.
He is certainly the manliest.
Yeah.
I want to be Spider-Man.
I want to be Graves.
Very soon, Joey. Very soon.
I'm so fucking excited. Like, I'm just going to be walking around downtown, and then I'm hoping, like, news channels are going to pick up on it and be like, Spider-Man, sitting on the balcony of a third-story building.
And then I'm going to make a Spider-Man costume and follow him around and be like, Joey, why you do this?
Great.
We're calling Peter.
Peter!
Chase him around with a box of Uncle Ben's rice.
But you have to say Peter, like, Lois from Family Guy.
I just got that. I got that, the Uncle Ben.
Shit.
And it's funny, because his name is Ben.
I know.
Oh, hey.
I don't even think you got that reference.
Ben, why don't you just dress up as Uncle Ben?
Yeah.
Or you are Uncle Ben, so there you go.
Oh, no, I really am.
You are Uncle Ben. Oh, that's weird.
Oh, shit.
Wow, this got really deep really quick.
It just got, like, really close to home.
Ben just started off as a joke about Uncle Ben and how he died in his rice, and now Ben's actually Uncle Ben.
Does that mean he's going to die and eat rice?
Well, I hope so. Rice is delicious.
It is really good.
I don't like rice, really.
Uncle Ben's rice is really good.
Ooh, I have a burrito bowl at the gym that I'm going to eat tonight.
Oh, gross. How long has that been there?
Yesterday.
Oh,
ooh, we could go to Chipotle for lunch.
But now I have a burrito bowl at the gym waiting for me.
Yeah, I don't care about you.
Yeah, we could. That could happen.
Could go, yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Well, whatever. I mean, there's 1,001 places. We could get Chinese. We could go to Walk and Roll.
No. I feel like every time I eat Chinese, I regret getting Chinese.
Me too.
Sushi.
I can do sushi, but sushi is expensive.
Yeah.
And I did just buy a $100 camera. Or
you can buy Publix. Which I saved you $20 on.
You did.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I was going to say Quasi, but that's way too far.
That's way too far.
I could probably do Publix sushi.
Publix sushi isn't bad.
Although the problem I have with sushi is I'm still hungry after I eat sushi.
Yeah, that's true.
We need to get something.
Yeah, do we want to end the podcast a little early since we got the second podcast tonight anyway?
Well, what are we at right now, time-wise?
About 40 minutes.
Oh, I mean, that's right about where we said we were going to cut it anyway, so.
Yeah, so, yeah.
All right, this has been part one of podcast 37.
Yeah.
We're losing Sai after
this. Bye, Sai. I'm going to miss you. I love you. Can we cuddle tonight?
No.
Okay.
When do you get off?
11,
right? Okay.
Yeah.
We shall continue our shenanigans at 11 then.
Yes,
well, Joey
not podcast shenanigans.
Editing and stuff to do.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can edit between then and... Oh, wait, it's Friday. No, it isn't. It's Thursday. Woo!
I'm excited for an outdoor microphone, though, because I've been wanting this forever. But I had no reason to buy it. Now I do.
All right, well...
And I don't think I won the lottery last night, because...
No, probably not.
The price of the lottery went up, so I probably didn't win.
Nope, that's a surefire sign you didn't win it.
Didn't we say we were going to do shut up. Didn't we say we were going to do like an awesomeware lottery thing
where we all throw in money
and we get a bunch of tickets?
But I think statistically we're better off just throwing in a couple bucks every like on our own every couple weeks. Every time there's a
That's what we're talking
rather
about.
Rather than like pulling up together and buying like 20, you're better off buying like one or two every iteration.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's my theory.
Say we throw in like $5 or $10.
Well, let's not throw in 10.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like just
$5 each, and we can get like seven
tickets.
Or we could just every time. What I do is every time I go to a gas station, which isn't too often,
buy a ticket.
I just buy a ticket, one ticket, and I go to the gas station maybe like 3 times a week. So it's $6 a week, and I might win the lottery. You never know. And let's be honest, if I win the lottery, it's all going into Frosted Gaming anyway, and my car.
That's true.
I mean,
your two cars that you're going
to
get.
Yeah, I feel like this whole like trying to like do a pool thing in this place, that's too much work. Truth is, this is what we want to do.
Yeah, whatever.
So we're just going to throw it in anyway.
Whatever.
It's a good theory.
All right, let's go eat lunch.
Yeah, let's go eat lunch. All right,
guys.
Thanks for listening to part one.
Deuces. Well,
I don't know why we're saying bye, because it's just going to start right back up.
Exactly. Now.
Welcome back!
And they'll never know. Oh, wait. No, they will, because I'm here.
You just teleported out. You transformed into Austin as well. Hi, Austin.
Hey, guys. That was a really long three count.
It was a really long three count. And a really long delay between parts of the podcast.
You're so, like, 5, 4, 3, 3. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, I'm a talented person. Actually, you probably want to bring it in just a little bit more.
How's that?
That's good. That's probably good. All right, so this is Austin.
Austin, say hi.
Hello, I'm Austin. How long
have you been an alcoholic?
Well, I'm only 21, so legally 1 year.
Good answer.
Damn, I didn't realize you were only 21.
I'm turning 22 in a month.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
close enough.
Makes me feel better about life.
So, Austin, I guess, I don't know, tell us about yourself. What do you do for a living?
Well,
he blows shit up.
Basically, yeah.
That's exciting.
No, I'm kidding.
But other than that, I build stuff. I'm in construction, steel and stuff.
Okay.
And I fix computers on the side and play lots of video games.
All right, cool. Well, we like video games here. That is what we do.
That's part of the job description.
So you've got Destiny. You have Destiny.
Oh,
now.
Yes.
That makes one of us.
Oh, God.
Talk about Destiny.
So other people are saying it's not so great, but everything you've been posting has been, like, rave reviews.
Okay, I haven't read any of the previews or anything, so I've been avoiding all that.
That's what I did with Halo 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That was a good decision.
Yeah. And I didn't expect anything. And, well, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You're good, man. You put the mic in front of somebody and they freak out. It's all good. It happens.
No, but anyways,
is it your first time?
Yes. It's my first time. Go gentle. No, so Destiny, it was a great game and I've already beaten it. The first night I got it, it was 3 a.m. because Xbox doesn't like time zones and
stuff. Yeah, I remember hearing about that we didn't get it till 3 a.m. because the other coast got it at midnight.
Yeah.
And we have midnight before they do, so.
See, I had to wait for California to get their stuff.
Right.
And I was downloading it right then. And I played till 8 a.m. that morning, so I was playing it all night.
Yeah, well, sounds like fun. I haven't done that since.
And you beat the game in 5 hours?
No. I beat it like yesterday.
Oh.
Okay. So you've had, when did it come out? It's only been out for like 3 days, so that was still pretty quick. No, it's like an MMO, so you have other stuff you can go do, right?
Have you ever played Phantasy Star Universe?
No, but my friend Billy has.
Okay, well, it's basically like that. But amazing.
What? That's an old-ass game.
Yeah, I guess it universe. Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically like that, but more first-person shooting.
Okay.
And it's an MORPG is what I'd call it, not an MMO. There's not that many people. You go in servers.
Yeah, I have heard that there doesn't seem to be a lot of people out there. Yeah. But I've heard that's not as true on the PS3 version, that they feel like there's more population density on the PS3 version, or PS4 version.
Maybe, I don't know. Cause,
well, didn't the PS4 get it first?
No, they got exclusive DLC for the first year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody got it at the same time. They were like trying to make it everything equal, even the PS Vita. They got it too.
Except the PC, no PC release.
They have Destiny for the Vita?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm downloading it, fuck it.
No, you gotta get it for the Xbox. You have it for the 3. No, you have it for the 1, don't you?
I have it for the 1.
Can people playing in the Xbox One play with people on the 360?
They had the ability to, but they decided not to go with that because hardware compatibility.
Right, yeah, no, I guess that makes sense. That's
communism is the real answer.
Understandable. Yeah, communism, my favorite.
That seemed to be a popular thing that we go to.
Communism?
Yeah. something's going wrong, must be communism.
Well, I'm glad we were supportive.
Readjusting this real quick.
The root of all evil.
Why are you readjusting?
Because I wasn't being picked up that well. No, that's a little bit better.
I was going to say, I feel like you were being picked up more than anybody else.
I'm the second one.
Yeah, I know. You whatever. Okay.
See, no, we were... I was
it
like,
doesn't matter. I fix it all later
I know,
on anyway.
But fuck you.
So.
But fuck you.
Yeah. And you also have an Android Wear watch.
Oh, yeah.
So, which one is that? Is that a newer one or an older one?
This is the one of the first ones.
Okay.
It's the Samsung Gear Live. Yeah, I know it's Samsung.
Oh, that's okay.
But it looked prettier than the LG.
because there's only the Samsung and the LG G Watch.
Okay.
And the LG looks like a plastic square.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Now, I agree with that. Now, but that's different than the normal Gear, right?
Yeah.
Because that has Android Wear.
Yes.
Right, okay.
I specifically didn't buy the normal Gear because of Tizen. You can use Google Now and stuff with this.
Right, right.
So I'll look your messages on here.
That's pretty awesome.
What?
I like that it's touchscreen because I have Pebble, and it's nice, but that's definitely nicer. I'm waiting for, I think it's the next LG G Watch. That's a round face, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pick that one up.
I think I'm going to give this to my girlfriend as a gift and then pick up the G Watch R.
I like how you do that. You pawn off your old stuff on your girlfriend. Look at this gift I got you so that I could get a new one.
That's a brilliant strategy.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I looked at the Surface Pro tablets yesterday. Because I was really, really close to buying one. And unfortunately, I was underimpressed, and I don't want one now. Because when I went to the display, there were three of them. It was at Best Buy, and there were three of them all next to each other. The first one, I couldn't get to do anything, so I just moved on to the second one. It was working fine at first, but then I wanted to do stuff like listen to music and see how the speakers were and whatnot, which weren't that great, by the way. And every time I'd open the music app, it would just force close. And then I opened Skype. I was going to try to Skype Chris just to see how it worked. Same deal. Opened it up, and it would shut down. So I restarted the tablet. Still kept happening. I was like, all right, whatever, I'll go try the tablet over there. And then when it worked for the music app, and then when I started to open up Skype, a bunch of different apps just kept opening and closing. And I was like, wow, all right. So right there, three of them didn't work. When I went back to the first one I used that just didn't do anything, I, you know, forced restarted it or whatever. Then it worked after that, but I don't know, I still, at that point, had already been there for 20 minutes and ran into problems on the other two. When they ran nicely, so that was good, but I don't know, 30 minutes and three different devices had three different problems wasn't a good case for them.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, and like, because I really liked the OneNote app with the pen, that was awesome, it was exactly what I wanted, but, you know, for $1,000, I don't want to have to deal with all that other crap.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you know, I went ahead and got the Samsung 10.1
Right, it's
Note 10.1.
I actually like those, the Note tablets.
Yeah.
And they have a stylus too, right?
Yeah, it's a really light stylus too. And it's really iffy, or not iffy, it's a special, because, you know, normal touchscreens are like really slippery,
mm-hmm.
whereas the Note touchscreen with the pen, it has a more sticky surface to where it feels like writing on paper.
Oh, no, that's cool.
It's got more of like of a haptic feedback almost.
I'm going to have to try the Note tablet now. Maybe I'll...
I have it
pick
with
that
me.
One up. Oh, you have one with you?
Yeah.
All right, so maybe I'll just try it here after the podcast. That's fine. We were actually talking about going to dinner after. I don't know what your schedule is, but...
Sure, I'd be up for it.
Yeah, sweet. We always like food, so...
Food is good.
Food's good.
Keeps you alive.
And even though the last podcast was like 6 hours ago, we can continue that trend of just continuing to talk about food.
Yeah.
That's what we'd like to do. Yeah, I'm assuming this is your first podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Ever? Of all time?
Of all time.
Yeah, this is our now like 37th.
37.5.
Yeah. Well, this will be my 38th. Although, no, you and I did a bunch of other ones that
yeah, we did.
Made it out to the internet.
Those are terrible.
those have since been deleted.
We recorded it on your laptop?
No, my phone.
Your phone.
Wow. iPhone 4.
All grainy and stuff.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was pretty bad.
Thank God we never
I mean, at the
those.
Time, you know, it was like, yeah, this is good. And then, you know, now we have, like, these real mics and stuff, and it's like,
I remember when we first got the Snowball.
Yeah, we put one snowball in the center of the room and used that. And it was like, yeah, this is okay. It's not the best, but it works.
And then we got these.
And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, maybe we should delete those old podcasts and just pretend like they never happened.
And before that, we had no soundproof paneling on the wall.
Yeah, we built all these by hand.
Oh, wow.
And they make a huge difference in this room. It used to sound like a tin can in here.
Yeah, I can imagine with it does make a big difference.
Yeah, and with the carpet too, we added that in. Obviously, you see the TVs and Xboxes behind you for Let's Plays and what's not. And then there's another one behind you in the closet there. So we can have LAN parties and whatnot.
Did you say let's not?
Hmm?
What's not?
Oh,
what's not? What's not, yeah.
At least said let's play and let's not, like if that's like a different
No, thing. No.
That sounds interesting.
No, but somehow we could put a series in there, I'm sure.
We just find like really shitty games and be like, let's not.
Let's not. Play for 3 minutes. Yep, let's not. Yeah, I'm glad you said that because that's totally going to happen now. By the way, we're having a
bonfire
cookout thing Saturday, which you and Nikki are invited to, if you would like to come.
I was actually invited to my friend's 21st birthday drinking thing, but if the times are okay.
Okay, yeah, no, that definitely takes priority, but yeah, it's Saturday, kind of like at 7-ish, roughly.
Okay.
Feel free to stop
like
by.
3 in the morning.
Whenever. Yeah.
Okay.
So whenever, if it works into your schedule.
I just got an update to be here to the podcast.
Hey.
Yeah, on your watch too, yeah. It's fancy futuristic technology right there.
I had something to say and I just completely brain farted.
Oh.
Yeah, that does happen from time to time.
It happens a lot to me. Like recently, like I haven't been able to get a thought out to save my fucking life. I'm just sitting here like, fucking finger up my nose and thumb.
That's
up
how
my
I feel
ass.
Sometimes when I'm doing those like really dumb assignments for school. It's like, my brain just stops working. It's like, I can't.
Austin, do you or did you go to college?
I went to college for a couple of years on and off, but
yeah, just wasn't for you.
Not really.
Yeah, me neither. Why wasn't it for you?
Well, actually, when I was in high school, I was really bad at doing my homework. So
hey, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew everything, you know, I wasn't a dumb kid.
Right, I did great on the test. The test, you know, high 90s every time. It was a damn homework.
I remember I was in some type of history class, and I had a D in the class because I never did my homework, and that was a huge thing. And I got 100% perfect score on the final exam.
It's like...
He thought I cheated. I was like, no.
No, I just don't do the homework because it's...
Yeah, you know, and in real life, you never get homework at a job.
No, you don't. No, at 5 o'clock, that's it. You're done for the day. Anybody calls you after 5?
Yeah. They can go fuck themselves.
Fucking bad. So.
So I was like, yeah, this is bullshit. I'm not doing it all through, like, high school and whatnot. I was like, oh,
we're making it out all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to scoot closer to you. So, filter is more direct.
Oh, you can kind of move the pick filter. Up the mic and... Oh. Move it that way.
Yeah. So you don't want me closer to you, okay.
No, it's whatever. Whatever makes you feel comfortable. You could sit like on his lap if you want. Just share the same mic.
Share the same mic.
Nah, sharing the same mic's bad. You can sit on his lap, but just move that mic closer.
Yeah, we did that a while ago, too. We had to share a mic between two people.
Oh, man.
There was no lap sitting, though.
There was no lap sitting, but...
There was a time when we had 5 people on a single podcast.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty crazy. Don't know if we'd do that again. I think 4 is like the absolute maximum number.
I mean, Rooster Teeth does it.
Yeah, they do 4. Every once in a while, they'll do 5, but 4 is certainly a...
Well, they have that bonus room where people can chime in.
Yeah.
Off screen. I'm okay with that. We could get one of those. Not here, though, because
we just picked up...
Yeah, just go stand in the bathroom and then... what?
We just picked up that floor mic.
Yeah, we did. We got another mic. Last podcast, which happened 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
But,
so, like, the shit we're supposed to do in the morning, we ended up doing during the podcast.
Yeah, because I was up for, like, less than 5 minutes by the time we started the podcast this morning. Man.
Which was at 1 o'clock. This asshole slept in... Well, I mean, we didn't get home till.
Yeah, you say that like you didn't sleep till 12:30.
I slept till 9. I woke up fairly early.
What the hell are you doing up at 9?
Masturbating.
Oh, all right. Well, that's...
I'm out.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. That was... I'm done with this podcast.
No, I ended up waking up and watching a lot of anime because I'm a fucking loser.
It happens.
Yeah, watch it.
It's all right. Sai wakes up and goes straight to League.
Yeah, the other day, and we didn't go to bed the other night till probably like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wakes up at 9. I'm like, is that? I definitely hear League of Legends in the other room.
Click, 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 click.
God, he clicks so fucking much.
Like an unnecessary amount of clicking.
Wow.
Like he'll be sitting there like shooting a turret and just click, 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 click.
Have you played before?
No, but I know what it is.
All right. Well, basically, to auto attack, you only have to click once and he'll keep auto attacking.
Oh, wow.
And he's just tapping on it. I'm like, dude, just once.
He's
one time.
Slowly breaking his mouth.
Is he like the guy who goes to an elevator and just presses the button 20 times?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's about right.
Even while it's moving, he just wants to make sure it doesn't deactivate.
It's like you could just hold the button down too.
But both work. Both are acceptable options.
Have y'all heard about the new Elder Scrolls game?
No.
No.
It was just announced. They confirmed that they're making Elder Scrolls 6. And
yay, hopefully it's better than Elder Scrolls Online, which was a complete flop.
Really? Because I was considering buying it for the Xbox One.
Were you?
I canceled my pre-order, but...
I mean, I haven't heard anything about it since it was released. Like, I didn't even realize it was released until, like, 3 weeks after it came out. I was like,
when it first came out, there was a couple of people saying, yeah, this fucking sucks. Like, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, I just feel like if it was better, it just more people would be talking about it.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, because people still talk about Skyrim. I constantly see posts on Reddit about Skyrim.
My girlfriend still plays it.
I've gone back a couple times. I probably will go back again in the future, unless Elder Scrolls 6 rolls around, and then I'll get that.
My 10th playthrough.
prefer Oblivion.
Did you? I never really got into Oblivion.
I played it when it came out, so, you know, it was awesome graphics at the time.
Right, at the time it was fantastic, and now...
Yeah. Oblivion's the one where you start in a prison, right?
Yeah,
like in a dungeon. One time I started to play Oblivion, and it was still a couple years after it had come out. and I made it like all the way to the end of the dungeon, like when you're escaping, and I got killed by a rat. And I had to go through all the opening cutscenes again. I was like, fuck it, I'm out. I got it through Gameflow. I was like, all right, I'm returning that. I'm never playing that again.
Yeah, so. When I got it for the PC, I ended up making a save right where you create your character, or like right when you have to confirm your character at the very end.
Right.
So every time I want to create a new character, I just start at that point.
And you just unconfirm. It's like, yeah, I want to change all this up.
Yeah.
That's probably smart. Good. I have it on the PC now. I might go back maybe. I don't know. Because mods are a thing.
Yeah.
Mods are cool.
Definitely.
Yeah, I remember I picked up the whole like Game of the Year collection with all the DLC for like $6 probably 5 years ago now.
I want to do I want to play Skyrim with the dance mod on. Just so everyone's dancing around.
That's Destiny has dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They do have dancing. I have seen that.
Does that have any like purpose, or is it just like cosmetic something to do?
It's cosmetic, like in WoW.
Yeah.
Just, you know, to dance.
You can click on someone that says dancing with blah, blah, blah. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, to dance. Because people like to dance.
There was one game where like if you stood next to someone who was dancing, it would buff you.
Huh.
But I forget which game it was.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. You can wave, dance, sit down, and I think that's it. I can't think of anything else.
Hmm. I don't really know what else you would need to do except maybe take a nap on the floor.
That's what setting is like AFK, right?
Yeah.
I heard a lot of people do that.
No, I'm just thinking it would be funny if like you're in the middle of a war zone and there's just some dude like napping on a rock.
That's what I do.
Just like, well, all right.
So while you're sitting, can you be attacked? Or
yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah, so I like go up on top of a mountain, hide inside a crevice, and just like sit down and like leave, because you can't pause in that game. Everything's online.
Right. Yeah, so there's no pausing.
If you're in a mission and like the pizza comes, you're either gonna die or you're gonna miss your pizza.
And I think pizza takes priority at that instance.
Yeah,
the controller's wireless, right?
Yeah.
How far away from the front door are you?
About 30 feet.
It's actually pretty close, but there's like three walls. So I feel like,
yeah, that'll...
I don't know what I'm doing.
Just keep shooting.
Just hold the right trigger. That's Ben's strategy when he plays a game.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Just aim at the floor and shoot.
I'm terrible at first person shooters.
Oh man.
We were at our friend's Ryan's house, and it was me, Ryan, his girlfriend, and Ben playing Halo, and Ryan's girlfriend and Ben are just in the middle of Guardian.
Running around each other, yes. Shooting nowhere. Guardian.
They're just shooting at each other's feet. Like, what the fuck are you two doing?
Going back to Elder Scrolls, I heard rumors, I don't know if it's confirmed, but people speculated that mm-hmm. it's supposed to be in the Black Marsh, where the Argonians are.
Ooh.
Except the person that made like a fake title and stuff, they called it Elder Scrolls 6 Argonia. I was like, no, it's not called Argonia.
Right.
Argonia.
I hated that.
Yeah, you gotta keep to that lore accuracy. Man. That would be pretty cool.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, there was a thing on, I forget where, but they, like, it was someone who went out and did, like, the fake leaks and, like, would just make shit up.
Oh, yeah, that happened with, I think, Fallout, right?
Yeah, well, oh, yeah. Big yeah. time with Fallout.
Fallout
4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Survivor 2299 or whatever it was, the website.
Oh, right.
That
right.
was crazy. I mean, I was on in that. I was
That's a series.
Following up on that, I was like, yeah. Oh, it's fake.
That was a series I've always tried to get into and just haven't gotten any luck in getting into.
Well, have you bought the games?
Yeah, I have. I have New Vegas and I have Fallout 3.
Yeah. I never really, I bought some of the DLC for New Vegas, but I haven't downloaded it because I maxed out my hard drive on my 360.
Gotcha.
So I need to clear out space, but I'm too afraid to. Not afraid, but I don't want to lose any of my saves.
Right. Is it the newer Xboxes like these, or is it the...
I have the Xbox Slim.
I'm trying to remember which is...
It's the second one.
Okay.
It's like angular.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. And it's got the touch sensitive buttons, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice Xbox and stuff. It's a lot quieter than the old Xbox 360.
Yeah, I put the old Xbox 360 up in my room after using this one for a while. Ooh, it's like
industrial
a
fan.
Oh yeah. So
it's
actually
better than size.
Yeah, size is all fucked.
Size
up.
Got like the first gen Xbox.
Like first gen. Like his disc plate is white. It's not even silver.
Oh yeah. I have one of those 360s.
Yeah. So.
And it like you turn it on, it shakes the room.
Yeah.
You turn off the AC because the exhaust fan's good enough. Not really because it's hot, but
it heats up the room.
Yeah, you turn it on.
Yeah, if we lived up north, it would totally make sense.
Yeah.
I don't remember. There was somewhere else I was going with that, but oh, and I actually have an Elite, and it still sounds like a jet engine taking off.
Oh yeah, I never had an Elite. That's right.
Yeah, the Elite was the first Xbox I got. Yeah. Just whenever that came out.
Yeah, it's like the special edition of the first generation.
Yeah, I remember it was. they said the big thing with the elites was that they fixed the Red Ring of Death.
Yeah.
I got the Red Ring of Death on my first elite, so not so much.
So you fixed this, huh?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then I sent it back, and they sent me a new one. No questions asked. They're just like, yeah, all right.
We fucked up.
Yeah, that's pretty much how that went. And they did. It was great.
Yeah.
Did we talk about hacking? Oh, yeah, we did. My ward off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did talk
about it. Well, we can explain the story to Austin real
quick.
We'll
tell him over dinner. Not that that's the best time to tell that story. Maybe on the car ride to dinner or something.
Yeah. I think we can all take my car. I mean, Cy left the Taco Bell in my car from last night, so it smelt kind of bad this morning.
We can take my car.
It's aired out.
My car is all nice and clean.
But I just put gas in my car. I mean, well, whatever. Fuck it.
It doesn't matter to me. How about this? You drive my car, and then we take my car.
I don't like driving your car for some reason. Because I'm so used to driving my car, and it's got like pretty good response. Yeah. And yours just feels a little too loose for me. Like
too loose?
Yeah.
I feel like yours is too loose.
No.
This is a very out of contextly weird conversation.
Like the steering and just like how the car handles.
Is it okay if that goes to sleep?
Sometimes.
Yeah. It does. I try to keep it on, but yeah. Thank you for putting that out. There you go.
But yeah, I like my car. I mean, it's a piece of shit, but I like my car.
It's not a piece of shit. It's messy, but it's not
a
piece of shit.
It's a new piece of shit.
It's a nice and shiny turd.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Jeep guzzles gas, but I love it.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be getting a Jeep soon. I don't know how, when or why, but I'm going to.
Do it.
Yeah, with Jeeps, I'm all for taking over the world with Jeeps. Talking to all sorts of people into buying them. I'm going to end up taking my dad's Jeep. He's going to get, whenever he gets a new car, I'm going to take his Jeep.
That orange one?
Yeah.
That's a nice looking Jeep.
It's a really nice Jeep. I like it a lot. I love it. It's
great. See, I just want to get like a two-door Wrangler, something that I can fuck up and not really care about.
Yeah.
Because y'all have nice Jeeps, and I just want something I can blow up.
Yeah, I might try going mudding Saturday morning. I don't know if it's actually going to happen.
Hey, don't do what you did last time.
No.
And if you don't know what he did last time, check the website.
Will do.
I think I showed, or you saw the video I posted, maybe. I posted it on Facebook, I think.
Never mind.
I think so. I think I did see a video.
Yeah, when I drove it, like, right underwater.
Okay, yeah.
Spoilers?
I did something like that over in Inverness in, like, upper central Florida.
Okay.
And, I was just driving around, and my Jeep went straight underwater.
It was like, nope.
Well, no, it still worked. Everybody got scared because, you know, you had a Ford and a Blazer, and they were like, you can't do that. And my Jeep just gets out and just like spewing out water. That's awesome. Just fine.
Did you have a snorkel? Or?
Nope.
Nice.
I think my Jeep tilted at like the right angle.
Gotcha. Yeah. Air filter was, do you remember if you were in 4-Low?
I was.
Yeah, 4-Low is better for underwater adventures. I shouldn't say it makes your Jeep waterproof, but it's better.
Drive your Jeep like a submarine.
Yeah. See, you're good. Yeah, it's like a spy movie where your car is also a submarine. You drive fast enough, it hydroplanes and, you know, goes off.
I like looking at all those videos on the internet of Jeeps just crossing rivers.
Yeah.
And like, oh, you think your car is fast? Well, look at this thing.
Yeah, but your car totally can't do that.
My Jeep walks on water.
Not to say I don't like fast cars, but, you know, Jeeps are cool too. I like them both. I want both.
Yeah. They actually have a Hemi Jeep now.
Really?
Yeah, it's a, what's the brand? It's a Mopar. Mopar makes a Hemi stock Jeep, and that thing sounds like a jet engine taking off.
That's awesome.
From far away, and it hauls.
Cool.
But yeah, you don't want to go off-roading with that. That's way too heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, you'll sink right into that mud.
Yeah.
So anyway, might go mudding Saturday morning if you want to come.
I may come if I'm able to.
Yeah, if it works into schedule. I'm not even 100% sure I'm going yet, but
I mean, that's really going to interfere with napping and shit, so
yeah, it'll interrupt my napping schedule.
Yeah, considering I'll be playing Destiny all night. You know, I'm working, playing Destiny, and then going to sleep at like 3 a.m.
Right.
So. And waking up at, what, 7?
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much.
Gosh. Yeah, the last, not this past week, but the one that just passed. Not this week, but the one that just passed. I had to wake up at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
Oh man,
yeah,
it's fucking terrible.
Yeah, I've been off for the last couple of weeks. It's kind of nice, slowly running out of money, but still nice.
Yeah, I'm actually working with my dad and my parents right now in construction. It's a family business, and I know they won't listen to this. So
yeah, it's all good.
So,
yeah,
so it basically sucks because business is slow,
right?
And so I'm looking for another job, but I don't want to like just drop the towel with them because I still need money.
Right, you still need money, and they're your parents. So, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. No, by the time they listen to this podcast, you'll be working here making money on the podcast. So it's all good. It'll all come full circle.
Hey, that'd be great.
That would be great.
Can we hurry up to the making money part of our...
Yeah, and my fucking computer broke again since we did the first half of this podcast.
Oh, yeah. We went up to, or you went up to edit the first half.
Yep.
And came back down 10 minutes later. I was like, well, my computer broke again.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I had some sort of generic Windows problem. It just wouldn't boot. So I did the whole, like, refresh thing you can do on Windows 8.
Yeah.
Which is a pain in the ass because I had to, like, clear up my solid state drive because it didn't have enough space because I know how solid states are. And so it was working. And then today, my USB port in the back wasn't working. I was like, okay, well, I'll restart. And then I restarted, and it didn't come back on. So the little LED on my motherboard says error 55, which means no RAM installed. But I have RAM installed, and I just got new RAM not that long ago, so I know it's not that. And then I tried the different things or whatever.
Wow.
So my motherboard's bad. Wow. And it's kind of been going that way because I already knew one of the... I forget what the... Or PCI ports went bad.
Okay.
And now I think the RAM ports went bad too. And I think one of the USB ports went bad, which is why I restarted the computer in the first place, because the USB port in the back stopped working. So, yeah, so I'll need a new motherboard now.
Oh, man. It's
at least $100.
Well, it's not terrible. I mean, fixing the screen on my Mac is $350.
Yep.
Well,
I'm fucking pissed about that.
That's what you get for a Mac.
No, that's what I get for having a niece. I don't
Yeah, those things are expensive, and then you got to keep care of them for like 18 years. And...
I don't have to take care of it.
No,
but size kid.
Yeah, my sister had a Android Galaxy Nexus, and she hated the thing because it didn't do what she wanted it to do, apparently. So she sold it for like nothing, and then bought an overpriced used iPhone 4 or something like that. And then she cracked it the next day.
Nice. I'm
like, oh, good, yeah.
Wait, when was this, like, how recently?
Oh, within the past few months.
Oh, really? So yeah. She bought a pre-owned iPhone 4.
Yeah. Have y'all seen that iPhone 6 stuff?
Yeah.
And it's basically everything is the same as the Galaxy Nexus, which came out 3 years ago.
Right, yeah, I did see that. I thought that was the Nexus 4 they had pictured there.
Yeah, but the Galaxy Nexus also has those features.
Yeah, well, that's true, yeah. But although, despite the fact, you know, Android's had the NFC... Google Wallet stuff forever. Yeah. I'm actually very excited Apple has it now because I think more locations are going to pick it up now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's like the only positive thing.
Right, and to discredit, you know, Samsung and all them and stuff, they've had this feature, but they don't advertise it at all. Nobody knows that Google Wallet's a thing that they have. You know, you and I do obviously cuz we're us, but
and me.
And you, you too. But, you know, my dad has no idea what the fuck that was. You know, now he has an iPhone and he's going to get the new iPhone so he can use it. And so hopefully more places will pick it up and you'll be able to like pay for your food at your table. Just, you know, set it on the table. Be like, yeah, I'm done.
Well, I saw the little side by side comparison with the Nexus and the iPhone 6.
Yeah, the picture he's talking about.
It was like, if you have any questions, ask an Android user. We've had this shit for years.
Yeah. They actually have a physical card for Google Wallet. So you can like add money to your card, and when they swipe it, it goes to the internet and checks.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
I actually have one.
You have one, of course you have one. I'm gonna sign up for that.
Yeah, you don't have to pay anything extra, and it's exactly like a credit card.
Does it have a number?
Yep, on the back.
Okay, so I can use that at whatever website I want to use it at.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna get one of those after this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh shit, MetroCon ticket or ShadowCon? We gotta buy those.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I've never been to ShadowCon. How is that?
We don't know yet. It's like MetroCon with three raves.
Oh,
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, and it's kind of like North St. Pete-ish. Okay. It's not too far from here. It's like half an hour from here. So
is that the Halloween one?
Yeah. It's October 31st, November 1st, November 2nd.
Not to shoot them down or anything, but I heard from somebody that it wasn't so awesome last year.
Yeah.
Like they went all cosplay and stuff. It's a cosplay friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her boyfriend left and went to a comic shop.
Really?
Like immediately after.
That's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. And her boyfriend lives in California, so like he wasted that trip.
Oh, that really sucks.
Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Comic-Con, which just happened.
Not that great.
Not that great either. I like MetroCon. MetroCon was good.
The Tampa Comic-Con?
Yeah, Tampa Bay
Comic-Con. Oh, yeah, that's basically a comic sale.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was my first con. I'm like, cons suck.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But luckily...
I'm glad MetroCon was our first.
Yeah, because MetroCon, we had a good old time.
Y'all should also check out MegaCon. It's in Orlando.
Okay.
And it's right at the Orlando Convention Center. It's huge. It's bigger than Metro.
When is that one?
Oh, man. I honestly don't know. Well, okay. I think it's like February.
February? Okay, yeah. Cool.
So, oh, hey, we didn't have shit to do in February anyway.
February's open, so just got to make sure we don't have a competition or anything.
Ooh.
Well, you don't. I could still go, but...
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, the important ones is that I don't. So the ones I actually have to leave town for. Fun fact, my team...
Could it possibly be in Orlando?
My team got invited to the All-Star Games, which is like this very big, prestigious Hunger Games-like competition.
In Vegas.
In Vegas.
And I got my Spider-Man cosplay, which will be here the first week of October.
I saw those photos.
Yeah, I'm super, super excited. And I'm going to take it to Vegas and stand on the street corner and pay for my Vegas trip asking for donations, because that's a very common thing in Vegas.
You got to get pictures with people and charge them like $5.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. Have you been to Vegas?
No.
Well, on the strip, there's just, I mean, every like 10 feet, there's a different guy dressed up as something or another. Like there's some dude dressed up like a pink flamingo thing. I don't know. It was weird.
What?
It was really weird.
What's so odd about that?
Well, he was a large black man wearing a bikini, so it was a furry bikini. All right. But anyway.
Did it have the top and everything, or was it just like the Speedo?
No, it had the top too. And okay. And then he had the long blonde hair, and that was interesting.
Very beautiful man.
Yeah. I'm sure he had a boa too. And there's pictures on Facebook from when we went.
Oh, you took pictures with him?
I didn't take them. But other people we went with, like Mariah might have pictures, okay. Lisa might have pictures, they exist. But anyway, yeah, and then all of them, you know, have signs that say pictures for a tip, but you have to give a tip. And I'm just going to go out and say free pictures, because I don't care, I'm in Vegas. I'm not making a living doing this, and then, yeah, it's going
to
be
great. And then you get to go and hang out with my team.
Yeah, it's awesome.
She's fucking terrible every time.
Without having to compete, it would be great. So that's...
That's going to be fun. Yeah.
And that, when is that?
March.
Yeah.
Late March. But, yeah.
I feel like something happens in March. I'm not sure.
The end of the world.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
Unless you're in Vegas for it.
So remember when everyone thought the end of the year or the end of the world was a few years ago?
Which time?
Like the February whatever-ith and then...
February, whatever.
Fuck, I forget.
There was the Mayan calendar one. That was December 21st, 2012.
Oh, it was December 21st. Okay, whatever.
And then there was the other one that happened. I think it was before. That was probably in February of 2012.
Yeah. Just really stupid shit. And everyone's like, oh,
if you
want to
do that, you can take your shoe off. No, that's okay. Just the mic picks it up and it's like, what's that noise?
Didn't even think of that.
It's all good. So yeah, ends of the worlds happen times.
Yeah. I think it's funny every time that shit happens.
Yeah.
Like, because some religious nut job's like, oh, it's the end of the world! And we're like, nope, not really.
And Y2K, everyone paid billions of dollars, not billions, but like a whole bunch of money to like back up their computers.
Right.
Companies like almost...
But that is actually going to be a real problem in, do you know what year?
I honestly don't.
It's coming up pretty quick. I want to say it's like 2032.
Why would that
be an issue?
Because the Unix timestamp, which is stored in an integer value,
yes,
rolls over the integer limit.
2032. I guess that's
the time since like 1979 or something.
Yeah.
And the number of seconds since then rolls over the limit for a normal integer, and you need to use a long integer.
Yeah.
So that'll actually fuck up older computer systems.
Yeah. And Unix-based.
Yeah, any Unix-based time systems.
So I guess Mac would be messed up too.
Yeah, well, though, I don't know. They might have it
long. Well, it's all right. I'm about to fucking toss my Mac in the air and beat it to death with a baseball bat.
Well, you don't have to worry until, like, 30 years or something.
Yeah, that's
like
true. By then, I mean, truth is, most computers will have updated to use the proper long integer value, but older machines will, I don't know what the fuck to do now.
Like, all the fucking POS systems I had to deal with.
Yeah, I bet you POS systems are really going to suck with that, because POS systems don't account for shit.
Yeah.
And like, God, it's fucking February 29th. What do I do? Shutting down. There's no way they'll last past 2036.
I guess that's Android too, since it's Linux based.
Yeah, that would also be. Now, there are two different date time objects in Android programming.
Okay.
One of which uses integer values, and that unfortunately is the more common one because it's easier to use.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's the date object, just date, whereas date time uses the long, which will last to like 2100 or something. I've kind of made that up, but and much further distance in the future time.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Android would have a problem with that. iOS would have a problem with that. Yeah, so you'll actually probably see the problem a lot more in apps rather than the OS itself, but yeah.
But honestly, how often or how long do you use an app for? Because like I'll download apps and then delete them.
Yeah, it's
true.
I'm not
going
to be using the same apps I'm using today in 16 years.
Yeah.
I've got to admit, I have an app on my phone that I just downloaded yesterday, actually, because I missed, I used to use it on the original iPod Touch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit. What's the app?
It's actually called, Get High Now. It's a whole bunch of, I know.
It's, okay.
So, it's the a whole other bunch side of Austin.
It's a whole bunch of auditory signals.
Oh,
beta, I know that.
Beta,
yeah,
beta waves. We did that thing once.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I had them. What were the ones we used called?
Binaural Beats, most likely.
Yeah, it was Binaural Beats. They had some goofy name for what they were, though.
Yeah,
it was like the brand name, whatever. But yeah, the Binaural Beats, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and they have one where it's for a microphone that's shaped like a skull or something like that. And it's supposed to imitate how your body listens to things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. And they, yeah.
Yeah, and it like records through like your nasal and mouth cavities, mm-hmm, and stuff. And this guy took a matchbox and was shaking a matchbox all around the mic. And with my headphones and with my eyes closed, it sounded like he was actually there.
Yeah, and they cut your hair. And
I don't like that.
And then the weirdest one for me was when they put a paper bag over my head.
Oh, man.
That one was, it was just like, I had to open my eyes because I'm like, nope, all right, I can still breathe. This is good. Yeah, we'll definitely have those in linked up because those are cool.
Yeah. Have you heard about Google Cardboard?
No. Yes, but only a little bit. You tell me first and I'll tell you if I know what I'm talking about.
I should have brought it with me. I have it in my room. It's it was at Google I.O. and they basically gave you this cardboard package and you're like, what the heck is this? You open it up and it comes together and it turns into like goggles. And it's stereoscopic goggles. And you put any sized Android phone, as long as it's not a 7-inch phone, stick it in these goggles, and it has dual screens on the stereoscopic app, and you can see in 3D.
Oh, that's cool as shit.
What?
Yeah. That's, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and they have like Street View and stuff in Google Earth designed for it, so you can do like a awesome drive through of Paris or something in 3D.
That's cool, and the best part is that it's made out of cardboard.
Yeah.
Because I know,
you can make it out of a pizza box.
Yeah, yeah, you could. Because Oculus signed up with, well, in fact, you can actually, I know I'm segueing into my own self, but you can just cross your eyes when you look at it, and you'll get that same 3D effect. You know how when you watch Oculus Rift videos, they always have two images?
Yeah.
If when you're watching that, you cross your eyes and look at it and try to like meet them in the middle, you can see it in 3D.
Yeah.
Just with your eyes.
I actually have an Evo 3D. Like, it came out after the HTC Evo.
Okay.
And it has dual cameras and stuff, and it actually has a built-in stereoscopic screen like the 3DS.
Gotta remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear about the new 3DSs that are supposed to better track your eyes so you can like look at it from the side?
So it doesn't fuck up the 3D when you're
at the
wrong angle?
You have you've used a 3DS.
Yes, I have the XL on my Jeep.
Right. So, and you know how if you look a little bit to the left, it's like the 3D effect goes away?
I don't even use it.
Yeah. The new 3DS, it has an extra analog stick, and it uses the camera to track where your eyes are, and it'll adjust the 3D so you have a wider range of looking at it in 3D.
That is insane.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I hope they make a stronger bracket joint. Because I'm afraid this one's going to break too. I had the original DS, the silver one.
Yeah,
and,
it's
broken. Like, it, you open it up and it falls.
Gotcha. Well, you could always get that 2DS.
The fucking doorstop.
Yeah. It does kind of look like a doorstop.
Well, then you wouldn't really need the 3D tracking then.
Yeah.
That's true. Good point. anyway, so my old segue that I was going into, Oculus partnered with Samsung in the new Note.
Huh.
So the Note 4, I think. And basically it's like that with the, or like you said, with the Google Cardboard, and you put your Note in the Oculus thing and you put it on your head and you have that same 3D effect on your Note. But I can't imagine using that really, because the whole like phone, I'm not going to be like sitting in the doctor's office waiting, well, hold on, let me put on my Oculus so I can play my games.
Because you're using a stereoscopic screen, it takes a lot of processor stuff, and the screen goes to full brightness. Your phone runs battery like very, very, very
right. Quickly. And I know they said that the Oculus device that it attaches to runs off the Note's battery as well.
Oh man!
So all those things you're talking about, plus the running of the Oculus,
that's like a 20-minute battery right there.
Well, good job. But you really kill that time in that doctor's office.
Speaking of things that kill your battery, Tinder. kills your battery super fast. Battery.
I've never downloaded that.
I did it as a joke and ended up meeting a cool person on it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, he did.
But I did it because Sai told Joey to download it so Joey could try to find a girlfriend.
Wow, way to make me sound desperate, Ben.
No, we threw you under the bus last podcast with that. And then I was like, you know what? I don't want you to feel alone. I'll download it too.
Uh-huh. So that was exactly his mentality. He just didn't want me to feel alone. Hey, if you're going to throw me under the bus, I can throw you under the bus. Beep, beep.
I was thinking of downloading it just so I could do those 4chan things. Yeah. You know, where it's like 68 decides, and then whoever rolls a 68 in their ID number, they get to choose what they say. Those are hilarious. I love those. Those are
pretty
funny.
I kind of feel shitty reading those, but yeah, they're pretty awesome.
I've won a couple of the rolls before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you frequent 4chan or just sometimes? Or?
On and off occasionally.
Gotcha. I've never really gotten too into it. I've tried it a couple times, just not for me. I stick on Reddit all day.
Yeah. I actually just saw a thread. It showed a picture of Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. Have y'all seen that?
Not yet, I but have. He has.
We'll loop back to that. But it showed a picture of Groot and it says, "Hey guys, what's my name?" And everyone like posts all this other stuff. And someone said Sudowoodo and I lost it.
That's awesome.
But yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy is good. I suggest you watch it.
Yeah.
I suggest I get off my lazy ass and go to the theater.
Yeah, I went and almost went and saw it a second time.
Have you been to the Bellagio?
It rings a bell, but I don't think so.
We have to take it.
Yeah, once you go once, you won't go to any other movie theaters. Yeah, so chances are you haven't been. So,
well, it's a restaurant, but now they have a Bellagio Theater, which is fucking baller.
Where they will serve the restaurant food in the theater, so it's like restaurant quality food in the theater.
Well, they have a Tampa Pictures show over by where I live.
It's like right down the street from the Bellagio. Really? Yeah, I mean, it's probably 3 minutes further north.
You could probably chuck a small stone and hit the Bellagio from Tampa Picture Show.
Yeah.
I may or may not have gone on a date back in middle school there, but I don't remember.
It hasn't been around.
I was
going to say,
I think it's only been around for 2 or 3 years, but it's possible. Did the seats have recliners?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. How long ago did you get out of middle school?
Yeah, the seats have recliners, and there's only like probably 50 seats in the whole theater, so you get much less annoying people.
Yeah.
Not to say I haven't had annoying people there, but overall it's more enjoyable than the normal theater. Plus you're in a recliner and you have awesome food, so.
Yeah, it makes up for any kind of shitty people.
And it's no more expensive than a normal theater. In fact, I would almost say it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the food's expensive. Don't get me wrong. It's good food, but it is kind of pricey. But the theater tickets are the first showing's $10. Anything after the first showing's $12.
Do they charge you for, like do they force you to buy food?
Nope.
Because of the picture show, it's like, oh yeah, you can come here, but you have to order a drink.
Nope, you don't have to buy anything.
Huh.
You just pay $12 for a movie ticket and just watch the movie. And, you know, they have popcorn and soda, too, that you can get. Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually gotten popcorn there.
Like, the prices for the food are comparable to, like, an Olive Garden, per se. And it's kind of the same menu.
But I would say that's the food's much better than, like, an Olive
absolutely.
Garden.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. And the portions are huge.
Yeah.
Like, we get the chicken parmesan there, and it's, like, huge.
I never finish it.
Wow.
Not that I eat that much, but
it's massive. And like the calamari is fucking huge too, so those are like the two things I get when I go there.
Have y'all tried that chicken pasta from Domino's?
No, but I've seen it, and the picture looks really good, but I'm like, it's Domino's, I'm gonna pass.
It's amazing.
All right, so maybe I'll get some of that.
I haven't tried Domino's in years because once they changed their formula, I was like, no.
Oh, you didn't like the new formula?
No, well, I used to order Domino's all the time, so it's just such a huge change.
Okay. You know who changed their pizza, and I will forever be angry about it?
Who?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, God, yeah.
You've been to Chuck E. Cheese in the last, like, 2 years?
No.
They completely fucked up their pizza.
Really?
Just horseshit.
Even more so than it was?
No, it was good back in the day.
When I was a kid, Chuck E. Cheese pizza was the best pizza on the planet.
Huh.
You don't remember that?
I'd contest that, but
I don't know. All right. But whatever it is, their new recipe, awful.
It's not that bad. It's pretty good. I mean, it's not, like, great by any
stretch of
the
imagination. It's not even like Domino's quality. No, I like Domino's, but
yeah,
you know, that's
speaking. Yeah. While we're on the subject of pizza, Little Caesars has a pretzel crust pizza.
Wow,
I don't like this trend of pretzel crust everything.
But I'm all about this because I had it the other day, and I'm like, this was a good idea. This was a great idea. I kind of miss working at the dealership because we had a Little Caesars right next door.
Yeah, y'all go there like every other day,
every fucking day.
Oh, I guess we should say how we know Austin.
Oh, yeah. I used to work with Austin back when I worked at the car dealership.
Yep. And I was just a porter.
and I was a service guy.
Yep.
And I know Ben who knows Austin. That's why I know Austin.
Exactly.
And see? The first time we met was at MetroCon.
Yep.
And we know some stories about MetroCon.
Yep. I was dressed up as Aiden Pierce and
and I was dressed up as falling downstairs.
You have the Aiden Pierce look. You went off very well.
Yeah. My girlfriend works at a school and she showed a picture of me to the kids, and apparently the first picture she had was me as Aiden Pierce for some reason. Yeah. And she thought, or those kids thought that the video game was about me for some reason.
That's awesome. How old are the kids?
Like middle school
age. Your boyfriend's a hacker.
So they would know what
Watch Dogs. Yeah.
Watch Dogs is, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, see, because I'm signed up with, as my Spider-Man cosplay, to go read to two kindergarten classes.
Wow.
So that's pretty exciting.
Okay.
So they know Spider-Man, probably would not know Watch Dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, Spider-Man, Superman, all those general ones.
Right, yeah, I figured, you know, you got like Spider-Man, Superman, Batman.
Got those covered. See, you guys got like really cool cosplays, and I'm still trying to fucking put mine together.
Are you allowed to say it on the podcast?
Yeah. I'm doing Pool Party Graves. It's like a casual one. Have you ever, you haven't played League of Legends?
No.
But there's a character named Graves, and he's basically the Hugh Jackman of Champions.
Okay.
And there's a pool party skin for him, basically just like green swimming trunks, red flip-flops, headphones, and sunglasses, and a big-ass water gun.
I'm gonna look it up.
Go for it.
What is it? Pool Party?
Pool Party Graves. Okay. And then if I ever do like competitions, I'm also doing the Jailbreak Graves skin. So
and then
and that one's a lot more intense and has to do like EL wire and actually make armor. So your cosplay friend should, you know, help me out because I have no fucking clue what I'm doing.
Well, Kat actually just moved to Texas, but she could actually give you pointers. I mean, if that helps. Or she might commission, but I don't think she would.
Uh-huh.
Not all the way over here. Okay, I have no
Don't you signal. Have, like, more than one cosplay friend?
Yeah, the spaceman is, yeah.
Well, it's Sprint.
Yeah, it's Sprint, and it's down here, so you're fucked.
Good luck.
JLGG. Like, if you might watch it, now I'm on LTE, but I was on 3G, zero signal, and then it flashed to full, and it flashed to zero, and it flashed to full.
Yeah, that sounds like Sprint and this room, so.
Yeah.
But I'm also considering doing an ELY or Spider-Man after the fact.
Huh.
Doing like just a black morph suit and then doing the webbing in like red EL wire.
That's cool. Thought
that would be cool for those raves and stuff.
And instead of web shooters, he's going to have laser pointers that shoot out like a web pattern. Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll be wearing to raves.
Because nothing says awesome like Spider-Man shooting laser webs.
Yeah, especially when you can do those flips.
Yeah.
Like did. As Spider-Man lit up and shooting lasers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might do like an EL Deadpool, but
that'd be cool.
It'd be a lot simpler, but whatever.
Yeah, or Ariel Venom even.
Yeah. Venom would be cool to do.
Yeah, Venom would be cool to do. And the only thing I don't like about this chair is like as the podcast goes on,
I'm sinking
into the chair. So.
Well, on the Spider-Man note, do y'all know about his renewal?
No.
Like Dr. Octopus switched bodies with him, and then the real Spider-Man died. Really? Doc Ock is Spider-Man now.
What?
Yeah, he's called the Superior Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
And since Peter died.
Superior Spider-Man. I didn't realize that was...
Is that like the reboot where, you know, Thor's a girl and Captain America is the Falcon dude?
You know, it's that's nice and all. They've done that before. I mean, Rocket Raccoon was a raccoon, then he was a human, then he was some enigma. Right. But with Thor, they had Thora. You know, that
Thor
was
is not a feminine name.
but even
it's as feminine as you can make the name Thor, though.
Yeah.
Other than, like, Thorina.
Well, they had a Thora. They had a female Thor before.
Right.
And also some female heroine was able to wield the hammer of Thor. Big deal. So now it just seems like a whole public relations thing.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And what I don't get is Thor is his name.
Yeah.
Thor's not like a title that was awarded to him when he picked up the hammer. That was the name he was given when he was born.
Yeah.
That would be like, you know, if I was the president of a company and I stepped down and now you called the new president of the company, like, who's the CEO of Apple now?
Oh, I have no idea.
What's his, like, Chris Cook. Something? Wait, yeah, Tim Cook.
Tim Cook.
That's like if when Steve Jobs died and Tim Cook became the CEO, you started calling Tim Cook Steve Jobs. That would just be weird.
I would. It doesn't matter to me.
The new Steve Jobs.
He Superior sucks. Steve Jobs. This one's 20% more alive.
Oh, that's
messed up.
That was awesome. That's okay. It's on par for the podcast.
Yep. So. We used to make a lot of dick jokes on the podcast.
Yeah, we did.
Too.
We toned back on the dick jokes. We've matured as adults.
I get Captain America being switched because the name Captain America is the name of the superhero, not the name of the person. But like in the original comics, the Winter Soldier became Captain America.
My bandit's making an appearance. No, we've already pointed out you're here, so you can talk now.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going to sneak in with nobody noticing.
Yeah. Too late.
I'm Austin. I'm a mutual friend of Ben.
So I'll let you go.
All right, yeah, we're finishing up here. We're at the 50-minute mark.
So. Are we? Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
What were we just talking about?
Captain America and
Yeah.
How the Falcons being him.
The Falcon.
Is it Falcon?
Yeah, it's the Falcon. So it's the... Did you see the most recent Captain America movie, Winter Soldier?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's the Falcon from that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Winter Soldier is supposed to be the new Captain America. But in the new reboot, it's Falcon.
Really?
That makes no sense. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes. Okay. Steve Rogers steps down and Bucky, as the Winter Soldier, becomes...
Wow.
And that kind of makes sense because he's like genetically modified,
right?
Like Captain America.
And he has
America,
the fake arm.
But Falcon just has a suit.
Yeah. He's like Iron Man.
Right, right. See, like, anybody could kind of replace Iron Man. I mean, you know, there's that whole thing, Tony Stark is Iron Man.
Yeah, Pepper got into one of his suits once.
Right.
Heartbreaker or whatever. Right. Or no, I forgot what her name is. I have Lego Marvel for the Xbox One, and okay, it has, like, all the characters.
Gotcha.
Heartbreak was the newest Tony Stark model. But okay. Pepper, I forgot what her freaking thing is called.
Not sure.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's gonna come back to me later. After
I know that's ends. The worst part about the podcast. It's like as soon as you press stop, it's like, oh right, I remember now.
And everyone's gonna be like, "What an idiot!"
Yeah. No, it's just something we have to appreciate with the podcast that we're dumb. But we've established a rule: anything you say on the podcast is fact, so you can't be wrong.
Yeah.
So that's how it works.
It's like everything on the internet is real, kind of thing.
Okay. It's a nice alternate dimension thing.
So nobody should say Hitler did nothing wrong because
no, you can say that.
Well, it's you know.
That was going to be the name of the new Mountain Dew. Do you remember when they had the competition to name the new Dew?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hitler did nothing wrong.
Hitler did nothing wrong, and the next one was Green Fapple.
Fapple.
Or there was also the when Justin Bieber did the online quiz to see which country he would tour to next, and 4chan took North Korea to the top. It was like 95% North Korea. And Justin Bieber was like, all right, I've retracted this competition.
Damn.
That reminds me of I've been watching Parks and Recreation recently, and I don't know if y'all watched it, but it's actually kind of a good show.
I've heard good things about it. I haven't actually watched it, but
I enjoyed it. But they were doing a competition for to name something, and everybody was like, I want this name, and she's like, no, that's not a good name. It was ridiculous. Like, they want to name like the park the douche park or something.
Nice.
Take the douche canoe down the douche river.
The douche washer.
The douche park. So you can meet the douche washer.
Throwing it back to podcast number 3.
God, was that only podcast number 3?
Yeah.
Wow.
God, we've been doing this for fucking ever.
Yeah, we decided what our favorite douche word was. It was either douche nozzle, douche canoe, or
douche washer. And I think douche washer won out.
Yeah.
Douche washer.
So, all right, well. Let's segue into something else so we can close the podcast off on a topic other than douche washers.
When do you think that iPhone 6 is going to finally go with the water resistance that all the new Android Wear and Samsung has?
I could see that being a big selling point of the 6S.
6S?
I don't know. I'm guessing like 3 more models maybe.
You think so?
I mean, that's only like 3
years. I just can't think where else can Apple go from here.
Yeah. Actually, they're making another phone size between the 7 inches and the current size, 4.7.
7 inches? 5.5 inches.
No, they had a 6.6, too.
Whoa, I think...
Well, it's like the iPhone 6 Mega or
There's
something.
The iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus.
Okay, and I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think... Now you guys have me doubt myself. They were 4.7 and 5.5.
Look it up, real quick.
So, I think you're right. I was like... half listening to the Rooster Teeth podcast when I was working.
Gotcha. So, and that was actually from before they announced it. The measurements were right, but that was before they actually announced it.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I've been... Ever since I got my Mac, I've hated Apple.
Really?
Yeah.
I still love my Mac. My Mac's great.
I mean, they gave me $150 worth of free shit, so whatever.
Wow.
But I don't know. I mean, it hasn't given me any problems, per se, but like... the fact that my niece took my brand new iPad and threw it at my brand new Mac and broke the screens
I mean,
on both
happened.
Of them.
Oh, he did not have this laptop for a month, before the iPad made contact with the Mac.
Oh, man. Yeah, my girlfriend, she had the S3 right when the S4 came out because it was cheaper.
Right.
And the day she bought it, I said, you better buy yourself a case because you're not as, you're more clumsy than me. And, you know, I've got this little tiny case right here. But she's like, oh, no, I'll be fine. I'll protect it. You can just order me one on Amazon Prime. I'll come in a couple days. I was like, okay, fine. The next day, she calls me. She worked at the mall at the time.
Right.
She calls me like, Austin, I broke my phone. I'm like, how? She put it in her pocket. She has those girl pockets.
Right,
like,
those girl pockets. They aren't real pockets. Falls out.
And so, I had to fix it.
I had the same case you have on that phone. The day I take it off, fucking crack the screen.
I've never cracked a screen on a phone.
I've never.
I blame Dan. Because I put it on the edge of the tumble track, you know, where you're not supposed to put your phone.
Right.
And
I was going to say, you were just giving somebody shit for putting their smoothie there.
Well, I mean, a smoothie and a phone are two different things. And I've dropped this thing 1,001 times with the case on and nothing's happened.
And it survived Metrocon. That's
and it survived Metrocon, where it ended up on the ground, face down, 4 feet away from my car.
Wow.
I lost my phone at Metrocon.
Did we ever tell you what happened?
Yeah. I mean, I got it back,
heard,
but...
I kind of heard, like, the pre-messages. Like, you're like, dude, guess what just happened?
Did you hear that I woke up on top of my car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you walked home.
I walked home. I thought he had a spare key.
Wow.
So, all right. Well, on that note, do we want to go grab some dinner?
Yeah, sure. That sounds like a plan.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for listening. This has been Podcast 37, I think.
And 37.5.
And 37.5. Thank you, Austin, for joining us. I hope to have you back again in the future. And I'm Joey. And
I'm Ben.
And I'm Austin.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Later.
Bye.
Adios.